See me through it, Brandon Heath, WWIB, as we start the best 5 minutes of the day.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Happy birthday!
Yes, Jason Cairns, almost 3 years on the best 5 minutes of the day here at 5:45. Happy 50th birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I was just a kid when we started this.
Yeah, right. We've aged you. Well, lots of different greetings here to pass along this morning, so let's share them from the listeners.
Sure.
First of all, just from me to you, I mean, love you. You are my brother from another brother, and as I ponder knowing you for 11 years, I think one of the earliest times, the singles group at your house, and our co-founder with Teamwork Africa, Peter Flomo, was here, and you were generous and loving and kind then, and I think you've only grown in that, so praise the Lord. So,
thank you so much for saying so.
Yeah. All right, let's see. We've got all sorts of folks. Birthday Bob in Rice Lake started it off yesterday, and he said, for Jason's 50th birthday, for all the early risers, thank you, Jason, for bringing your wisdom in the letters to the beloved to grow us in wisdom of God's amazing word. Also, for the relationship you two hold with each other and the Lord in the morning hours, it's a blessing to wake to. Happy 50th, Jason. Blessing to you and your family from Bob and Brenda.
Thank you.
The next up, I'm taking these in the order that the listeners provided them. And the next one is pretty special. And we'll let it speak for itself. Here we go.
Greetings from Jerome Jacobs over at NAP. I'm just calling to wish Jason a very happy and blessed birthday. What a blessing you are each morning to be on Mark's program. Just wonderful to hear two Christian brothers each day share. We just wish you the best in the years to come. God bless you, Jason. Bye-bye.
Isn't that special?
Wonderful. Jerome, thank you.
Ah, that was so good. Thank you, Jerome. And so thoughtful to leave that yesterday. But we're getting other messages. Mark in Eau Claire says simply, happy birthday, Jason. Also, Sherry this morning from Bloomer says, good morning, WWIB. I would like to wish Jason a very blessed 50th birthday today. He has 11 months on me. I'll be 50 next September, she says. I listen to Jason and Mark's best 5 minutes every morning and inspired each day. Thank you both.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
One more here in the inbox at 396-1670. If you want to chime in even during the best 5 minutes, feel free. This listener says, happy birthday, Dr. Jason. 50 sounds really fantastic. I know I'm at the door of 60. I believe Mark is close behind. Thank you for that. Yes, thank you. Oh, it's Rolanda. Rolanda. Thank you, Rolanda. She says, most of all, thanks for your work in our community and your sharing of faith and living of faith. Sure enjoy your five-minute mornings with Mark. Celebrate your day.
Well, thank you, everyone. Those were wonderful to hear. I also got a message this morning from Michael, who's a listener, wishing me a happy birthday. So that was really, really fun. It's nice to hear that encouragement today.
All right, I want something from you on reflections of being half a century old, because that was my first greeting, was happy half century. But this is a listener, Susan. I got this at my desk writing snail mail. She says, dear Mark, basically she says, if I'm unable to listen to the best 5 minutes of the day and your special spiritual lifts before the top of 6 o'clock, especially Brennan Manning, my whole day seems off kilter. You always make my day joyful for that. I am grateful. So she enjoys our book discussions, and she says a lot of the books that she's heard us talk about has led to great reading on her part. So there we go. All right.
Wonderful. Yes, indeed.
She sent me a copy of the book called Maury, in his own words, Life Wisdom from a Remarkable Man, Maury Schwartz. So there we go. So, all right.
Yeah, and you like that book. Hey, it was really good. You introduced me to that one.
Tuesdays with Maury. But this is right. Like a separate one of his words. But all right, what are your thoughts here? 50 years old. What are your thoughts this morning?
You know, so I was doing a little bit of writing this morning and just thinking about being 50 is not as bad as what I think sometimes we can come to believe it is. I'm grateful to wake up this morning and just trying to think about who I want to be in the next decade of life. really wanting to be a person of peace, to be a person of curiosity and listening to those who hold different opinions than I do. And, you know, it's I'm grateful to have reached this stage of my life, and hopefully wisdom comes with age, and hopefully my life bears that out.
That's really good. Well said there. And I think just reflecting on your writing, let's just do that. We're not going to get to the usual scripture, and we'll save that for tomorrow. We'll start Romans 8, which is great. But just I was looking at and thinking about your writing work. I mean, again, the first, and maybe you want to announce what your next book is here this morning, so that'd be great. But, I mean, you started off with poetry, one poem for each of the 150 Soil of the Divine, right?
Right, yep. And that was, 2016, 2017. Mm-hmm. That was the first book that came out.
Yep. Yeah. And that one, these are all available on Amazon. And then you did, I guess, what would you call next?
I think Notes from the Upper Room was next, I think. I would have to go back and actually look. So that was kind of a reflection on John 13 to 17, and there's a devotional that goes along with it. Actually, completely different material that's in the book. And, you know, after that comes Living in the Larger Story, the Christian Psychology of Our Friend Larry Crabb.
Uh-huh.
And then most recently is Letters to the Beloved, which was released 1 year ago today. And so, yep, I had set it up to release it on my birthday, and so here we are.
And one of our friends, we didn't necessarily, you're getting another birthday greeting here, but our friend Donna, I saw she had a Facebook. Here it is. Donna just said, happy birthday, Jason. Thankful for your writings and morning inspiration. Best 5 minutes. Really sets my day. Hope your day is fabulous. I saw a Facebook picture of her. She had a Richard Rohr book and Letters to the Beloved, and I just thought that would put a huge smile on your face.
Absolutely. Yeah, she has been posting some things recently from Richard Rohr, and I just love it because I'm also reading a Richard Rohr book right now about the Sermon on the Mount. And, so thank you, Donna, for saying happy birthday as well. Yeah.
Well, how perfect and timely. Tomorrow we start Romans 8. What an amazing chapter, and what a journey that's going to be as we wind down what you say is the best month of the year. I'll take some issue with October, but then into November. So happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for helping out to wish him a happy 50th birthday here on WWIB. All right, birthday. Marion Ross. Oh, boy. One of the great TV moms of all time. She's up there with Mrs. Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver. And whenever we've got anybody from this particular fantastic show that has a birthday, you know what we got to do. We got to play the theme song from one of the great shows. Tuesday nights at 7 on ABC in my grown-up years. Come on.
Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday.
We may not go back to the regular music here at this point. We got this letter in the mail here for October Connect. Appreciate this from Susan, who says, special thanks for back-to-back music between 7 and 7:15. I'm trying to blast my granddaughter out of bed with music. Believe me, it helps. Triple exclamation point. So here are the tunes, Susan, to help you do just that, starting with Phil Wickham, one of the Song of the Year nominees from the Dove Awards. Well, the winner to the Artist of the Year from the Dove Awards Friday night had the best reaction to winning I've ever seen in any awards competition. We've got that for you coming up. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, and about 8:45 or so yesterday, we went through a lot of the Dove Award winners. A big show. It took about 2 hours, and it was on TBN on Friday night, I guess. And so we're featuring some of the artists throughout the morning and some of the comments from some of the winners. So the Artist of the Year, I mean, this is how it all wrapped up, and then there was a big, you know, song to finish it off. But I don't think you've heard this yet, have you,
No,
Caleb?
I haven't. No.
Okay. So, first of all, let's get you who the nominees were, and then the reaction from the winner, again, truly is the best reaction I've ever heard from a winner in any awards competition.
CeCe Winans.
Oh,
for King and Country. Maverick City Music. We the Kingdom. Zach Williams.
Tough.
I mean.
And the Dove Award goes to CeCe Wyman.
So there's all the joy and the excitement. CeCe looked like she truly was surprised. I mean, pretty stiff competition, right?
Yeah, man, those are some incredible names.
Yeah, and she's been around a long time, obviously kind of a resurgence here in the last, in recent times. And so here she is. This is her reaction. Best reaction ever to winning, I think.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. God bless you. Thank you.
Is that not the best?
That was incredible.
That is just the best. And so, so excited for her and loving this song, which was, just go ahead and say it, the song of the year as well. Believe for it. CeCe Wyman's taking us to weather. WWIB. I got some goosebumps going here.
It's Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Halvo with you. The number to dial, 715-723-2555. Our studio line will put you live on the air and give you a chance to answer our question for a chance to win not one, but two passes for 18 holes each of Blacklight Mini Golf. Not just mini golf, Blacklight Mini Golf at Endgame Mini Golf in Rice Lake inside the Cedar Mall. I have been there. I have golfed all 18 mini holes. It is fantastic, inventive, creative, bright, colorful,
and
a
challenging.
Great time. Very challenging, yeah, at least for me.
Yeah.
So I think after the first hole, I was like, man, I'm pretty good at this. And then as you got through, there were some where just I never tapped out, but I got close on a few times. I love the difficulty level of these two. So kids and adults, you will love it. Endgame Mini Golf in Rice Lake, two 18-hole passes for Blacklight Mini Golf. And our question is this, Halvo, over the 10-year lifespan, the decade-long lifespan of one of these, it will need to be repaired on average three times. Over the 10-year lifespan of one of these, it will need to be repaired on average three times in those 10 years. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555 for those Endgame Mini Golf passes. Over the decade-long lifespan of one of these, on average, it will need to be repaired three times. Times 715-723-2555.
Fire away. Here we go. We're waiting for our first caller.
And again, if you haven't won anything from us in the past 30 days, you are welcome to call 715-723-2555. And what's cool about these passes for Endgame Mini Golf, you don't even have to pick them up here at the studios. We'll just send your name over and you will have two passes for 18 holes of Blacklight Mini Golf. I think we have our first caller, first person willing to take a guess.
Go ahead. What's your guess this morning?
Cell phone.
Cell phone. It is not a cell phone, but good guess.
Yeah.
I would like my cell phone to last 10 years, but it seems like they don't make them to last that long.
That's for sure. Good morning. What's your guess?
Is it a stove?
It is not a stove, but that's a good thought process. Not necessarily on the right track, but it is good. I appreciate that.
Hi. What's your guess this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show?
I'm going to go a different direction and say a lawnmower.
A lawnmower. Is it a lawnmower? It is not a lawnmower. My last lawnmower, I don't think even lasted 3 years.
Did you ever get the replacement mower you were looking for?
I did get one,
good,
yes.
Good. Good morning. What's your guess this morning?
A dryer.
Got a couple appliance guesses. Over the 10-year lifespan of one of these, it will need to be repaired on average three times.
Good morning.
Wash machine.
A washing machine, not a washing machine. So far, incorrect guesses have been cell phone, stove, lawnmower, dryer, and washing machine.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. You have a winning answer for us.
Yeah, is it a refrigerator?
Is it a refrigerator? No.
Do you need to redirect them in any way?
No. I kind of enjoy this.
Good morning, the Whip Wake Up Show.
Is it a four-wheeler?
Is it a four-wheeler? It is not a four-wheeler. Over the 10-year lifespan of one of these, it will need to be repaired 3 times on average.
Got us away from appliances there.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah, is it a furnace?
Is it a furnace? It is not a furnace, but I will put out a plug for Wurst Gala and their scary furnace contest. Do that before the end of October. You could still win a free Comfort Maker furnace. So, plug for one of our great WWIB advertisers.
Caleb, I'm wanting to give a hint, so.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, well, I think the four-wheeler, the item in question, has wheels.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Okay. Over the 10-year lifespan of one of these, it will need to be repaired on average 3 times in those 10 years. What are we talking about?
Hi, what's your guess this morning?
A baby carriage.
A baby carriage.
A baby carriage. In a way, you're the closest guest so far.
Yeah.
In a way.
Good morning, WWIB.
Is it a bicycle?
Is it a bicycle? It's not a bicycle, but you call back, all right? Try again. We want to give somebody 2 passes for 18 holes of Blacklight Mini Golf at Endgame Mini Golf inside the Cedar Mall in Rice Lake.
Don't be offended, adults, but Caleb has a soft spot in his heart for the kids winning.
I do. I want the kids to
Good
win.
Good morning.
Morning. Is it your car?
Is it your car? It is not your car. Actually, if you only had to repair your car 3 times in 10 years, that's a pretty well-made vehicle.
When I said wheels, okay, it was a hint, but there's been a number of errant guesses since. Good morning.
Motorcycle.
Motorcycle, not no. Motorcycle.
No, that's not it.
All right.
Hi, WWIB. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, so I have another hint then.
Go ahead.
This is something that almost all of us use, but none of us own.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that almost all of us use, but none of us own.
That sounds totally like a riddle.
Yes.
That sounds totally
like
a riddle.
Maybe we should start doing a riddle.
Good morning.
Okay, you said almost all. I don't think I've ever used one, but is it a snowblower?
Is it a snowblower? It's not a snowblower.
But I'm going to tell you this. I almost guarantee you have used what the answer is. You've used it. Good morning, WWIB.
Is it a golf cart?
A golf cart.
It is not a golf cart, no.
That's why this question is what it is. Good morning.
A shopping cart.
Is it a shopping cart?
We got a winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Maybe you're taking your shopping cart to get one of those rotisserie chickens. Yes, over the 10-year lifespan of a shopping cart, it will need to be repaired, usually the wheels, on average 3 times. Great job. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Steve from Black River Falls.
All right, Steve from Black River Falls. We're going to send you to play some mini golf. How about that?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Steve, when you gave the answer, you knew you had the winning answer, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Great job, Steve.
When you said you use it, but you don't own one.
Yeah.
And the one girl said a baby carriage, and yeah, it was close. I figured it had to be a shopping cart.
There you go.
The light went on, and he couldn't get in soon enough. Congratulations, Steve. You're going to go mini golfing in Rice Lake.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
WWIB, and we're talking about the Dove Awards here this morning on the Whip Wake Up Show. And one of the categories that's pretty cool is New Artist of the Year. And there's some great nominees for that this year, including, and I don't have the big dramatic Dove Awards intro like I did for CeCe an hour ago for Artist of the Year. But the New Artist of the Year nominees, Caleb, included the likes of Ann Wilson, Blessing Offer, DOE, Jordan St. Cyr, who we heard from earlier, and Ryan Ellis. So pretty good selection, huh?
That's good company there.
All right, let's find out who won. And the winner was...
Ann Wilson, my Jesus!
Ann Wilson. New Artist of the Year. And she may have taken home more than just the New Artist of the Year as well. But this is what she had to say on receiving the acknowledgement.
I'm blown away. I want to just start by thanking Jeff Pardo and Matthew S. behind me here.
These two guys have poured into me so much. Countless hours, so many days, and y'all are my favorite, so thank you. I'm so grateful for the power of the songs, and specifically, My Jesus. This song has been a song that has impacted so many lives. I was at a show the other day, and a lady comes up to me crying and told me that she had been battling cancer and that she had been struggling with whether or not to continue with life. And she heard My Jesus come on the radio, and she decided to give her life to Jesus and to keep pushing through. And that's the power that songs have, especially songs that glorify the Lord and in Christian music. So thank you, GMA Dove Awards, for all that you guys do for artists. And thank you to my team at Capitol. And I'm so grateful for just everyone who has just been with me on this journey. All glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm so grateful. Thank you guys so much.
Again, the power of the music we play around here 24/7, 365, and so many stories out there, right?
Absolutely. And again, a lot of great artists. It does not surprise me that Ann took home that award, too. She definitely is taking the world by storm when it comes to contemporary Christian music. And great to see some young female artists, too, being able to. Because, again, you know, a lot of times it seems like maybe the music industry is a little male dominated at times. And so to see these young ladies providing an example for other aspiring Christian singers to use their talents to serve the King, I love it. So yeah. Katie Nicole and Ann Wilson and you know, others that we've met, even had here in the studio too, are fantastic. So congratulations, Ann.
Absolutely. And of course, here is that song she was talking about. Ann Wilson, New Artist of the Year, Dove Awards from Friday night. All right, it's a Dove Award Tuesday, WWIB. The big event happened on Friday, and we've been playing songs, music, artists tied into that, and hearing from some of the artists. One of the announcements that came very early in the event Friday night was Worship Album of the Year. And again, a pretty competitive field, Caleb. You got Are We There Yet?, which is what every kid asks on a trip, right? Hillsong United, Homecoming Live from Bethel Music. You got Phil Wickham with Hymn of Heaven, Lion from Elevation Worship, and Seven Live from Brooke Liggert Wood. And so they announced the winner was Phil Wickham, and he came to the stage, and this is what he had to say.
Oh, what an honor. Bart and Ben, are you kidding me? Everybody, so many people produced on this record, and I don't know if they're all in the room, but can you come up to the room? Is Kyle here? Everybody, Jonathan Smith, Ricky and Rand Jackson, Jason Ingram, there's Kyle Lee, Adrian Dish, and Taylor Johnson. I might be missing, yeah, come on, Adrian. Adrian, everybody, this is amazing. As many of these records probably were, this was recorded right in the middle of 2020, and I live in San Diego, so we had to do almost everything satellite. I wasn't in the room barely with any of these guys during this record, and I'm so thankful for how they worked through that kind of trying time. We made something special, and man, I don't even know what to, what an honor. I've been leading worship since I was 12 years old, and man, I'm gonna cry now. So honored. Yeah. And my dad and my mom are worship leaders, and I'm just, I can't believe that God, oh goodness, why am I getting so emotional? Come on. I just can't believe that God would give me a voice beyond the walls of my church to write new prayers for the church to sing. I can't believe I would be named among there's some of my best friends now, the Hillsong guys and the Bethel people and the Elevation people and Brooke, come on. I mean, what an amazing, come on, y'all. It's just a family, and I'm just honored to be a part of it. And my amazing wife, I just got to say, she couldn't be here because we've got four kids at home and a couple of them are sick. And everybody, Mallory Wickham, who, I mean, all you worship leaders, I mean, all you artists out there know how much spouses give without applause. So Mallory, I love you so much. Thank you so much for giving me time to be able to do this. And every time we'll see this, it's just another reason to remember God's faithfulness and grace in our life. And love you guys. Love you guys. This is awesome. Thank you.
There you go, Phil Wickham. Multiple winner of various awards, including the Worship Album of the Year, and we're going to hear Hymn of Heaven. But Caleb, I'm just struck again. We play their music all the time, all these artists, but getting just a glimpse behind the scene. But you can just sense, you can't help but see the humility, and God's really moving through Phil Wickham and his music ministry. Even he's got a book out now these days which is on our knees about 40 days to living boldly in prayer. So.
Yeah, years and years ago, I remember him stopping by the station here as well, too, as he was kind of on the ascent in his career. And I just love that he took the time as well to recognize not only his wife, but the spouses of so many of these artists. When you're on the road for a living, man, that's a lot of weight on your spouse. And so just a great shout out to his wife, Mallory, as well.
Absolutely.